Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Raja, the chapter on hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency, Allah ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness. This is something that we should always keep our eye on. Don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, we should have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I'm going to disobey him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala's punishment also is severe. So when a person is between this hope and fear, it will help him to steady a center path, a center cause that will make it very easy for him now to stay away from guna also, and also simultaneously not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we'll do two short ahadith. These ahadith we find that shows the extent of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. Allah ta'ala loves to forgive so much that we'll understand. Actually what had happened was in the time of Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, is that they had so much, when they heard about Akhirat, about Jannat, Jahannam, what's going to happen in the Qabr, and the Azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it overwhelmed them. Many of them went into a kafiyat. Unlike us, we hear about Jahannam, we hear about the Azab in the Qabr, it doesn't really mean too much to us. We take it lightly. But Sahaba took it very seriously. Some of them went to mountain tops. Others went and they stopped having relationship with their wives also, with women folk. And others had forsaken sleep. They couldn't sleep. No more sleep was coming. So Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these ahadith just to give Sahaba hope that Allah's mercy and forgiveness is very, very vast. Despite his punishment that is there, his forgiveness also is very, very vast. We did there the other day that rahmati wasi'at wa rahmati taghlibu ghadabi, that my rahmat is so vast and so magnificent that it trumps also my anger. It overpowers, it far supersedes my anger. Now one thing in hadith when we hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah ta'ala dislikes, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from emotions. Emotions is something that is to us human beings and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is completely free of emotions, but for our understanding purposes, so that we can comprehend. Otherwise Allah ta'ala is too great for us to comprehend. So therefore we hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah ta'ala dislikes. It's for our understanding. Otherwise these emotions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely free of it. But anyway, when we hear the hadith, we should understand it like this, because it makes us understand better the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is expected of us, it makes it much easier for us to understand. Same for us, it's good enough to know that Allah ta'ala is free of all emotions. So today's hadith we'll do is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallazi nafsi biyadih, لو لم تذنبوا لذهب الله بكم وجاء بقوم يذنبون فيستغفرون الله تعالى فيغفر لهم رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life, that if you did not sin, first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking an oath, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam will take an oath to show, obviously the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always true, but to show the gravity, seriousness, and to create extra emphasis. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba going through this condition, they were completely fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them this, that I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you did not sin, you did not commit gunas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would create another nation who would commit sins, and then seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala so that he could forgive them. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive so much. He loves his forgiveness. He likes to forgive so much. Mercy is something that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive, show his mercy, demonstrate his mercy, that if you didn't commit gunas, Allah Ta'ala would create another nation that would commit gunas so that they could make istighfar and Allah Ta'ala could forgive them. An Abi Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu anhu, عن أبي أيود خالد بن زيد رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لولا أنكم تذنبون خلق الله خلقا يذنبون فيستغفرون فيغفر لهم رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Khalid ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, if you had not committed sins, Allah Ta'ala would have created other creatures, other creations which would commit sins and then seek forgiveness so that he could forgive them. Hazrat Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu, he only narrated this hadith right at the ending of his life. When he was on the verge of death, then he narrated this hadith. One of the reasons ulama explain is that people don't grab onto these type of hadith, don't understand in which context Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, and just continue sinning and say that Allah Ta'ala likes to sin. If we didn't sin, Allah will create another creation. Look how careful sahaba were, that the wrong purport of the hadith also mustn't be taken. Everything to be taken in its context, that this was the situation that sahaba were experiencing, and in that situation Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying like this. Well, easy way for us to understand it, if a person says, I like to wash my car, he doesn't mean that he likes his car to get dirty. What he means is he likes the act of cleaning the car. Somebody says, I like to vacuum the masjid, he doesn't mean that he likes the masjid to get dirty, but he likes the act of cleaning. So like that, when Allah Ta'ala loves forgiveness, it doesn't mean that he likes the insan to commit gunas, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the act of forgiving insan. So this shows the forgiving nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is for us obviously to turn in regret, in tawbah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping this forgiving nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind, and all the time turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah. Therefore you find the great people that nearly in every dua of this, they would cry seeking repentance of Allah, repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's a very, very great quality of Allah ta'ala to forgive. No other being like this, one person commits a guna, and then he does something, for example, his employer, he does something wrong, and he does it wrong for the second time, to the third time, fourth time, the employer only gets more and more upset. But Allah ta'ala gets more and more happier when the person keeps turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the forgiving, beautiful nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of turning in tawbah and continuous regret to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gunas that we have made. Inshallah Allah ta'ala will forgive us. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.